Afrida Khatun is being rushed to the ICU for the second time in weeks. She's been struggling to breathe. Doctors say the air pollution has triggered her asthma. It's also taking a toll on her family.
The doctors suggest we leave Delhi because it will be difficult for her to live here. I have already spent a lot of money on her treatment. Relocation will be expensive. I'm really struggling, but we'll have to find a way. Her life is more important than money.
New Delhi's air has become toxic once again. Pollution tends to increase at the onset of winter. While most of the smog is from vehicles, some is caused by fires like these. For weeks, farmers in neighbouring states have been burning the straw stubble that remains after harvesting. The government in New Delhi has imposed restrictions. Non-essential construction has been stopped and many older vehicles are banned. But people say it's having little effect.
I have shortness of breath, I cough, and my eyes sting as if someone had put chilies in them. This has been going on for a month and a half.
Current air pollution levels are several times higher than the safe limit.
Doctors are calling it a public health emergency with many long and short-term effects. Studies suggest poor air quality is causing more than 50,000 premature deaths in the city every year and reducing life expectancy by nearly a decade.
People with pre-existing respiratory conditions, children and senior citizens are most vulnerable. Hospitals estimate the number of patients has doubled in a month. And doctors say everyone is affected.
Even people who have no exposure to, you know, smoking or have no family history of respiratory diseases, now we see that many of them come with problems of the lung, where their x-rays look like they have had like a smoker's lung.
They also warn of other health effects. Infections last longer. There's a higher risk of heart attacks and strokes. It also impacts mental well-being. Doctors say authorities need to do more to reduce pollution, as it's the only way to reverse some of the damage. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.